Tired of having teachers snatch your precious iPod and mobile phone? Then welcome to iHistory, where the stories of yesterday and the technology of today come together. These days, if you're caught doing a crime and go to court, what happens? Well, we all know from watching shows like Law & Order. If you plead guilty, you sit in court, silent, while your lawyer and the prosecution lawyer argue. The prosecution gives evidence that shows you did the crime, while your defence lawyer tries to argue against it. A jury made up of 12 ordinary people decides whether you're guilty or not, and then the judge decides what punishment you should have. In the Middle Ages in England, it was different. For a start, how they decided whether you were guilty was pretty different. There were three ways: trial by ordeal, trial by combat, and trial by oath. Let's take trial by ordeal first. If you have been accused of stealing something and pleaded not guilty, then you would go through trial by ordeal. One ordeal was holding a burning coal in your hand, which would understandably burn you. Then they wrapped it up in a bandage, unwrapped it 3 days later, and if the burn had healed, then you were not guilty. If the wound had not healed, then you were guilty. So, how did they know if people were really guilty or not? Well, they thought that if they were truly innocent, God would heal the wound. Another trial by ordeal was being dunked into a river. If you sank, you were innocent. If you floated, you were guilty. This one was particularly popular when so-called witches were on trial. Then there was trial by oath. This basically consisted of getting people to tell the court that you weren't guilty, and that your accuser would come up with people to say you were guilty. Last was trial by combat. If you'd been accused of a crime, you could fight your accuser, sometimes to the death. If you were rich, however, you could hire someone to do your dirty work for you. All this might sound silly to us, but in medieval times there was a much stronger belief in God. They believed that God would show who was innocent by healing their hand or helping them win the fight. Let's move on to punishments. You've probably seen pictures of people with wooden beams around their arms or feet. The ones around their arms are called pillories, and the ones around their feet are called stocks. They were made to stay like this so that people could abuse them and throw rotten fruit at them as a punishment for what they had done. Sometimes they'd sold rotten fruit, so they'd get their own fruit thrown at them. And there were no toilet breaks. If you're a woman convicted of adultery, you had to wear a large red letter A around your neck, so everyone knew you were an adulterer. If you were convicted of scolding or gossiping, you were forced to wear a piece of metal on your head. It was called a scold bridle. This piece of metal had a tongue piece, which pressed down on your tongue and stopped you talking. Of course, the most serious punishment was execution. There were many ways to do this. One of the most gruesome was by using rats. The executioner puts a cage filled with rats on the bowel region of the body. Rats are afraid of fire, so the executioner lights a fire behind the rats, and they eat their way through the intestines of the person being executed. Then there were cuts, where the executioner carves 1,000 small cuts in the person being executed, and they bleed to death. Another favourite was the stake. People were tied to a stake and burnt alive. For a simple way of execution, there was beheading. But the corker was this one. First, the criminal was hanged. Second, they were drawn, which means their intestines and bowels were cut out, sometimes while they were still alive. Lastly, they were quartered. Their body was cut into 4 pieces and sent around the country as a deterrent to would-be criminals. Medieval punishments were cruel and severe. But we have to remember that this was a time when they didn't believe in making a criminal better, what we call rehabilitation. They believed that if the punishment was severe enough, then people wouldn't try it again. Then again, punishments are still severe in some parts of the world. Criminals get shut up by themselves without light or human contact. In some places, limbs are still cut off, and even in so-called civilized societies, people are still executed for their crimes. You've been listening to an iHistory podcast. For more information, go to ihistory.wordpress.com.